Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach, Penny McElroy. Now, this week, we're talking about sleep, and when it comes to sleep, the quality of sleep is just as important as the quantity of sleep. So, Penny, why is that?
Well, there are actually at least four stages of sleep is what the scientists are telling us now. And it's important to get into stage two, three, and four, and then REM sleep, because that's where the restorative sleep is. And it's difficult to get into those stages if you have certain things that happen to you during the night or certain things that you allow your habits to create for you. But it's important, really, to get into those restorative stages, because if you don't, things like your memory fades, you doze off during the day. There's all kinds of things that happen to you if you don't get into those stages.
So this kind of makes sense as to why you see people with new parents with, you know, small babies, infants, how they're getting interrupted sleep constantly because the baby needs to be fed and changed and taken care of. And so they can't ever, it doesn't seem like they can ever get into that deep sleep, or at least from what I recall. My kids are 20 and 25, so it's been a while. But I do remember going through those stages where I was more of a zombie than a human being.
Well, I think for women, sleep stages are, your quality of sleep actually changes for the rest of your life once you become a mother. I know that when I was a teenager, I could sleep through the house falling down around me, and it didn't bother me. But once I had a baby, and my baby is 40 years old, so once I had a baby, then I was a very light sleeper. So I probably never did get into that REM sleep because I was constantly listening. And even though I have no babies in the house, I have no children in the house that aren't adults, then I still find myself having to readjust my habits, trying to make myself be able to get into that REM sleep. And you can do it. I mean, it's something that you can have control over.
And so maybe what are some of the things that we can do to kind of help us get that quality of sleep? Because yesterday we talked about needing quantity of sleep. You know, we talked about you need more than 3, 4, or 5 hours. You were saying you needed anywhere from 6 to 9 hours in order for the average human being to kind of get that deep sleep. So we were talking about quantity of sleep, but now we're talking about quality. Let's say that you are crunched to get that sleep. I mean, do power naps kind of play into this? Is it possible that if you're a new parent, or maybe your sleep is not those, it allows you to get into those deep sleeps, do power naps kind of help with that? Or because a power nap is 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so, does it not even come close to kind of filling that gap?
Most of the time, people that take power naps, you have to look at who's taking them. If you are a person that has a hard time going to sleep, or a person that has a hard time staying asleep once you go to sleep, you don't want to take naps, because naps are going to cause you to wake up, say, in the middle of the night, and then it's difficult to go back to sleep. I know that's one of my issues as I am trying to adjust my sleep patterns, because the experts are telling us that the best sleep that you can get is from like 10 o'clock at night until like 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, if I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, I wake up at 3. So what I'm doing is I am readjusting my sleep clock. And we all have sleep clocks, just like we have eat clocks. We have sleep clocks. Our body is programmed. We have actually programmed it to sleep the way that we do. There's some experts that are telling us that we are a society of people that would prefer to be awake. And I really think that's true. You know, we feel like, you know, our lives are just so hectic, and so there's so much that we want to squeeze into it, and sleeping is something that we can skimp on. If you're going to skimp on something, is it going to be something that you find enjoyable, or is it going to be sleep? Yeah, just ask yourself that question. How many times have you skipped sleep because there's something that you want to do?
Yeah, a lot, a whole lot. I think, yeah. Okay, so it sounds like we're also a society that has, FOMO, which is fear of missing out. And if we go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, then we're missing out on things that you know, our peers are doing, our family, our friends are doing. And you know, I have to say, I think social media really feeds into that because a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this as well, before I go to bed, as a way to kind of wind myself down and kind of settle into the routine, I'm actually looking at Facebook before I go to bed, and then I shut it off and I go to bed, but that's probably the worst thing I'm doing.
Yeah, and it's the worst thing that anybody can do. You know, you're supposed to, if you're ready to go to bed and you tell your brain, I'm going to go to sleep at midnight, then you're supposed to turn your electronic devices off at 11. You're supposed to not read anything after that. You're supposed to take a warm bath, you know, try to relax. Even listening to music, which some people, they listen to music to help go to sleep, and there's actually things that you can listen to that will help your brain calm down. But you need to give your brain a chance to shut down so that you can go to sleep. Don't go to sleep with the lights on. When you go to sleep with the lights on, your brain is awake because your brain is sensitive to light. Look, I'm going to give an example. My chickens at home, when the sun goes down, they go to sleep. When the sun comes up, they get up. Okay, we used to be that way before electricity, before electronics, all of this. We used to be like that. It was kind of hard to stay awake when all you had was candles. So you tended to go to bed when the sun went down. That's how our bodies are actually made. What we've done is we have created a world to where sleep is not as important to us as it really should be. So we have to be careful to readjust our habits because it is. It's a habit. If you make a habit of going to bed at the same time. Used to, when we were kids, go to bed at 8 o'clock because you had to get up for school the next day. I can remember my grandmother, who didn't follow that advice, but I can remember her telling us. Now, our bedtime was 10, whereas a lot of people, it was 9 or 8 o'clock. But children, you want them to go to bed at a specific time, and then they wake up at a specific time, too. Once they get their sleep patterns scheduled and they get into a routine, you can pretty much say, well, it's 7 o'clock because little Joey is awake now. That's how we actually should be. And we need to program and train ourselves how to do that. We have to be disciplined. If we really want to get that REM sleep, that restorative sleep, to where we're alert and we're bright and we're right on target, then we need to go to sleep at the right time.
You know, Penny, you just said something that really kind of strikes a chord here. You said that we as a society don't value sleep. And when you said that, it got me thinking about, you know, if I told someone, oh, man, I went to bed at 9 o'clock and didn't get up until 9 a.m. and I got 12 hours of sleep. If I say that once in a while, which occasionally that does happen, and let me tell you that those rare and few moments that happens, that I can actually stay asleep that long is you know, awesome. But if that was my normal routine, I think people would think I was strange. If I were getting 9-10 hours of sleep a night, they would think that I was odd, like I'm missing out on half of my life. And this goes back to a lot of the little memes that you see around are like, you know, the average human wastes X amount of time sleeping. You know, or spends a third of their life sleeping, you know. Think of what you could do at that time. And it's like, if we don't allow our bodies to sleep and restore themselves, I can't imagine we're going to be living for a good life for very long. I think that adds up at some point.
Oh, it does. It adds up on our health. It adds up on everything that we're doing. You know, if you get the right amount of sleep and you're active and you're alert the following day, you can get a whole lot more done than you could if you stayed up three-fourths of the night and then tried to function. It's just That's how our brain is made. That's how our bodies are made. We are made to be able to function better when we get the right amount of sleep and the right type of sleep. New mothers, for instance, they are, a lot of times, they are in that twilight sleep. They never really totally go to sleep. That's not good. Yeah, that they're not, their body is not recuperating from the birth, from all of the strain of having a baby in the house. So getting into stage 2, 3, and 4 is where we actually are going to find that our bodies can heal. But the key is, I mean, all of us know this. We know that we're supposed to, but what is it that we're supposed to do to make us get there? Now, there's certain things that we can do. We need to be disciplined. We need to say, I'm going to turn the electronics off at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I'm going to turn the television off. I'm not going to read anything. I'm going to go lay down in the bed. I'm going to make sure my room temperature is cool. Ideal temperature is actually 60 to 67 in order to get the best sleep. I want to make sure that the room is dark. Even white light, blue light, all of those colored lights, even the lights on our clock, the lights on our phone, keep the electronics totally away from you. I know Dr. Wentz, he actually has this machine that he can go around into a room, and Dr. Wentz is the founder of USANA, but he can go around into a room, and he uses this machine, and he measures the electricity, and he will move a bed to get away from the electricity. Because that is disrupting the sleep. That's disrupting the molecules in the body. So it's really important to eliminate any of those things that are going to disrupt it. Even so much as I'm going to stop drinking water an hour before I decide that I'm going to go to bed. Because if I don't, I know I'm going to get up in the middle of the night and I need to go to the bathroom. Yeah, so that's going to disrupt my sleep. When I get up, I have to turn light on. When I turn the light on, my melatonin levels go haywire. My body says it's time to not sleep anymore. Yeah, so it's a routine. We've got to get into a routine and eliminate the things that are interrupting our sleep. We're doing it to ourselves. It's not our bodies. We're doing it to ourselves. Even though as we get older, melatonin sometimes doesn't produce as much as it does when we're younger. You can always supplement that. You can supplement by taking melatonin. That's going to help your body get into that deep sleep and stay into that deep sleep. So those things you can do. You can do for yourself, but it's you that need to get out of the way. You need to go to bed at the same time every night. You need to get up at the same time every morning. You need to keep your room quiet. Keep all the electronics out of your room. If you really want to get some quality sleep, you'll take these steps.
All right. Well, I think that's good. I almost think that maybe we need to have like a sleep challenge. You know how National Podcast Post Month is, you know, 30 shows in 30 days, you know, and we're hoping to create a good podcasting habit. I'm wondering if we need to have a 30-day challenge for, you know, getting our sleep back in order, that we get a bunch of us together and we come up with what time we're going to go to sleep and what time we're going to wake up and what we're going to do to kind of ease into it. Because I don't think you can go cold turkey when you're trying to transition your sleep. I think it needs to be something that you ease yourself into. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe cold turkey's the way.
No, you're right. You know, ease yourself into it.
Perfect. Well, that's really fantastic, Penny. I can't wait to dig into the rest of the week. Everyone, on tomorrow's show, the topic will be on how Sleeping Beauty may have been onto something when it comes to beauty and sleep.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.